State environmental regulators opened a week of hearings today on Central Maine Power's controversial plan to build a transmission line through western Maine. Fred Bever has details.
Backers and critics are squaring off over whether the project would be harmonious with the surrounding ecosystems and economy, with an emphasis on the 53-mile corridor that CMP wants to cut from Maine's western border with Canada through to the Forks area. Mark Goodwin, an environmental scientist hired by CMP, told the panel that the company has taken numerous actions to contain impacts on ecosystems in what he sees as previously fragmented territory.
Characterizations of western Maine as unfragmented forest are false. This area is fragmented by a number of natural and man-made features, including rivers and streams, the cleared and mowed area along the length of the U.S.-Canada border, highways including routes 6, 15, 16, 27, and 201, existing transmission lines,
and more, such as logging operations and logging roads. But environmental groups, even some that are positioned as neither for nor against the project, say it would pass through an unfragmented area of global significance. Rob Wood is an energy projects analyst at the Nature Conservancy.
The Nature Conservancy's science shows that this area is unique in the eastern United States for its high level of habitat connectivity and its high level of resilience to climate change. Western Maine provides a key linkage for wildlife movement, especially for species that require mature forests and full canopy cover, and the region will become even more important over time.
The Conservancy and other groups say the state should require CMP to conserve tens of thousands of acres of forest elsewhere in the area to mitigate the transmission line's disruptions on the environment. CMP has not responded to that request. The Department of Environmental Protection and Land Use Planning Commission will continue hearings throughout the week at the University of Maine Farmington campus. Those include evening hearings for the general public starting at 6 on Tuesday and Thursday. And a new poll released by the Natural Resources Council of Maine found that 65% of respondents opposed the controversial project. The telephone survey of 850 people also found that Mainers had a high level of awareness of the project. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.